Every weekend, we as a community of faith do exactly what St. Peter did in today's gospel reading. We profess our communal and individual faith in Christ through the Nicene Creed. We profess, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Still, this creed is only a skeleton of our faith. It provides us with the basic tenets of our belief. Our faith is much more than an outline of belief, just as a human body is more than a skeleton. Right words are not enough for faith. After all, in the gospel, Peter speaks the right words when he says, "You are the Christ." However, the Apostle James in our second reading warns us that even if we can rattle off the right words and understand what they mean, we must demonstrate through our works that the faith we profess each weekend. In fact, James is so bold as to tell us that he can demonstrate his faith by his works. But even with the right words and right works, our faith still requires one more element. Just as the Spirit breathes life, it is the Holy Spirit that gives our faith its life. As disciples of Jesus Christ, we who are filled with the Holy Spirit through the sacraments of baptism and confirmation are called to be a people who believe what they say and do what they believe. Thus, if we say that our faith is important, then we spend time in prayer each day. If faith is important, we go out of our way to assist others. If our faith is important, we are not ashamed to tell others about the Jesus whom we love, worship, and profess. As disciples, we recognize that our faith does not guarantee us that life will be pleasant, perfect, or easy. Jesus tells his disciples and us, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Through faith, we are following in the footsteps of Christ, and we will one day share in his glory. Ultimately, faith is recognizing that we must trust in God. As individuals and as a community, we are daily challenged to recognize that God alone is the source of our hope, our consolation, and our peace. God has given us the gift of faith through our baptism, and through this Eucharistic meal, he nourishes and strengthens that gift of faith so that we may go forward out into the world, into our homes, and our schools, our workplace, to live and proclaim our Catholic Christian faith through our good words and good works. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.